From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump and his French counterpart Tuesday said they discussed ways to strengthen the 2015 international nuclear agreement with Iran, although Mr. Trump did not indicate clearly whether he intends to reimpose sanctions on Tehran. Speaking at a joint news conference with Emmanuel Macron, Mr. Trump said Iran remains a source of tension.
France and the United States also agree that Iran cannot be allowed to develop a nuclear weapon, and that regime must end its support of terrorism. All over, no matter where you go in the Middle East, you see the fingerprints of Iran behind problems.
The president described the existing nuclear deal with Tehran as bad and decayed. Mr. Macron, speaking through an interpreter, referred to the possibility of a new deal addressing regional concerns beyond Iran.
Block any nuclear activity of Iran till 2025. This was feasible thanks to the JCPOA. The second is to make sure that in the long run there is no nuclear Iranian activity. The third fundamental topic is to be able to put an end to the ballistic activities of Iran in the region. And the fourth one, generate the conditions for political solution to contain Iran in the region, in Yemen, in Syria, in Iraq, and in Lebanon.
Iran's foreign minister, speaking to the Associated Press, warned if the U.S. withdraws from the nuclear accord, his government would no longer be bound by its obligations. In Nigeria, Muslim semi-nomadic herdsmen armed with guns killed at least 16 people Tuesday in an attack on a church in central Benue State, part of the so-called Middle Belt, plagued by communal violence. The recurring clashes are often linked to grazing rights and dwindling fertile land. This is VOA News. President Trump, hosting his French counterpart Tuesday, suggested a proposed U.S.-North Korea meeting with leader Kim Jong-un may take place sooner rather than later.
We have been told directly that they would like to have the meeting as soon as possible, and we think that's a great thing for the world. That's a great thing for North Korea and South Korea and Japan and France and everybody. So we're having very good discussions.
Mr. Trump attributed an apparent change in behavior by North Korea to America's maximum pressure campaign and activities along Pyongyang's border with ally China.
We put the strongest sanctions on a country that we ever have put on any country by far. China, President Xi has been very strong in helping us to solve this problem, in his case at the border.
Asked what he meant by seeking complete denuclearization, Mr. Trump simply said, getting rid of their nukes. Mr. Trump also said he prefers to get out of Syria, but not before the mission is complete. The president was urged by his French counterpart, Mr. Macron, to avoid a precipitous withdrawal and allow diplomacy to create a better Syria.
Tomorrow, we will have to find a way to fix the situation from a political point of view, not automatically from a military point of view, which means to set up a series of agreements, part of this big deal, in order to be sure that Syria tomorrow will be a sovereign country with inclusiveness and free people in a situation to decide for the future. This is very important, and that's our duty.
Mr. Trump told a joint news conference at the White House the U.S. wants to leave a strong and lasting footprint and avoid, in his words, giving Iran open season to the Mediterranean. In New York, Wall Street dropped sharply in Tuesday trading amid warnings from key companies about the cost of doing business. The benchmark Dow Jones falling more than 400 points, nearly 1.8%. Jonathan Corpina is with Meridian Equity Partners.
As we get into earnings season, there are some real bellwether companies that are out there that investors do use as gauges as to what's happening in our economy, what's happening in the earnings season. Clearly, Caterpillar report that came out today is one that investors are definitely going to look at and definitely going to use as an indication as to what might possibly be coming down the road.
Caterpillar tumbled over 6% Tuesday after warning its first quarter earnings would be its high mark for the year with increasing steel prices. Meanwhile, consumer confidence in the U.S. rebounded in April while new home sales increased in March. In Toronto, 25-year-old suspect Alec Minassian has been charged with 10 counts of murder, 13 counts of attempted murder after plowing a rental van into pedestrians on a crowded Toronto street Monday. And former U.S. President George H.W. Bush is said to be responding and recovering after suffering a potentially life-threatening blood infection. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.